Sunday is election day in one particular Asian country that gets a lot of press, but it probably won't get much coverage for this election because the outcome is already set. The country is North Korea. Its leader is a dictator, Kim Jong-un. So why is North Korea even bothering with elections? The World's Patrick Nguyen reports.
That sounds a little like a football game. It's actually North Koreans cheering on Kim Jong-un as he prepares to do something you probably never pictured him doing, voting at his local polling station. Yep, North Koreans, they vote. Everyone from radish farmers to soldiers to the big man himself. In fact, there's an election this Sunday for provincial and city officials. Back in March, there was an even bigger election for the Supreme People's Assembly. That's a news anchor narrating as Kim Jong-un does his civic duty. First, he picks up his ballot, a little slip of paper presented to him on a fancy blue cloth. Then he just sticks it in a giant box without writing anything down and walks away. That's it. That's how everyone votes in North Korea, minus the fancy cloth.
When you get into the polling station, I mean, you get given the ballot paper. The ballot paper's got one name on it.
Glenn Ford is a British politician who has been to North Korea about 50 times, and he once got to see an election playing out in Pyongyang.
You go into a booth with a ballot box, and you're allowed to put your paper in unsullied, or there's a pencil there for you to cross it out.
For voters this Sunday, that is the only choice they'll have. Stick the pre-printed name in the box. Or you could say, no, this candidate, presented by the tyrannical state that controls my entire life, no, hand me that pencil, I'm crossing out their name.
The theory is that if anyone gets rejected, you have another election the following week with a different name.
Does that ever happen? Ford says he asked, couldn't get a straight answer, so let's go with no. Also, voting is mandatory for everyone 17 and up. Expect 99% turnout because the only way you're exempted is if you're on a boat at sea. So what is the point of all this? Well, obviously, it's not a real election. Think of it more like a big patriotic party. At the polling station, there's lots of flag waving and singing and square dancing.
It's a day off, and you don't get very many of those, and it's an opportunity to have a bit of fun and celebrate.
North Korean state media puts it like this. The voting ritual reinforces, quote, single-minded unity. It's not a battle of ideas. It's all about everyone coming together to think the same way. And that, according to the government, is preferable to capitalist countries where elections are, quote, just a competition between a tiny handful of wealthy and powerful persons.
It's probably considerably cheaper than the U.S. election, but I'm not sure saving money is the main consideration.
Ford says the fact that this process even exists in any form could be a good thing, because maybe in the future, if a local politician is really awful, North Korea might allow citizens to vote them out. Over in China, where the Communist Party also holds for or against elections, officials will sometimes let that happen.
So it's not impossible that at some point the Korean system may move in the same way. Certainly, I anticipate seeing a banner headline, 15% swing against the Workers' Party of Korea.
Yeah, any change to the system would be a crazy long shot. Assume that, this weekend, North Korea will keep on holding the most rigged elections in the world. But hey, there is one thing the North Koreans do have over the American system. At least their voters get the day off. For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen.